Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a question or if there's something you'd like to talk about, give us a call right now. The lines are wide open at 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel and a brand new week, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. It is a brand new week. We're talking about forgiveness this month. We have a great resource that we want to make available to our listeners. It is called It Is Finished. It is five messages, CD messages, and we want to put that in your hands. And we feel so strongly about this because after 35 years of ministry, we know that the key that unlocks the door for many, many people is coming to grips with the fact that Jesus forgave all of their sins, not just some of them, but all of them. And so this is the answer that so many people are seeking. So many people are searching. It is the truth that sets people free. I know it was a case in my life, and this verse, Colossians chapter 2, verse 13, was the verse God used to really bring an aha moment to me. And everything clicked for me when I really understood what Paul was saying in this particular passage. So Colossians 2, verse 13, "And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh," that was our real problem as lost people. It's not that we were just sinners in need of forgiveness. It was the fact that we were spiritually dead and in need of life. And so to all of us who were dead, and that's all of us, here's what God will do for us in Christ Jesus. And it says, "In the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him." So what is salvation? What is the grace of God? It is that act that God does for us in Christ to make us alive together with Christ. So we were dead in our trespasses and in the uncircumcision of our flesh. That's what our condition was. And God made us alive together with Christ, having forgiven us all of our sins. So here's the full gospel story in one verse, Colossians 2:13. God made us alive together with Christ. But the only way he could do that, the only way that that divine action could occur in all of our lives is if Christ had forgiven all of our sins. And that was his work on the cross. So Jesus Christ died. He shed his blood once and for all. And he has taken away our sin. So when we receive Jesus, when we're made alive together with Christ, we receive this forgiveness that he provided for. Now, there is a great three-letter word in this passage. It is the word all, A-L-L.
What does that mean?
It means all. Jesus Christ forgave all sins, not just some. Now, there are many people out there listening right now who think that the day they receive Christ, that all of their past sins, that Jesus had forgiven simply all of their past sins. And so they move forward kind of scared to death to make a mistake, scared to death that if they sin, it could be the end of them. It could be the end of their salvation. So they live their Christian lives in fear because they're not sure that Christ has forgiven all of their sins. They just think he's forgiven some of their sins, some of those past sins. But this verse is very, very clear. The word all tells the story. Jesus Christ died for every single sin you will ever commit, past, present, and future. When he died 2,000 years ago, he had the ability to look down the corridor of time and see every sin, and he said to his Father, "I'm going to take each and every one of those sins upon myself, and I'm going to offer my body as the sacrifice that will remove those sins, take them away once and for all." That's what he did. And God the Father accepted that sacrifice on our behalf. So Jesus Christ propitiated his Father, satisfied his Father. He expiated our sins. He took them away once and for all. That's what Christ did. And so all of our sins have been forgiven. If that hadn't been the case, we could have never been made alive together with Christ. So if you're struggling with guilt, with shame, with fear, call us today. We want to help walk you through this powerful truth that says all of your sins have been forgiven by Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. That's the good news you hear every day at Basic Gospel. And this five-message, two-CD set that Bob is talking about, it's called It Is Finished, and it's yours as you make your gift to support Basic Gospel this month of May. Just donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742 or through the Basic Gospel app. Any way is a great way to join us and partner with us in this message of God's unconditional love and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, It Is Finished. The CD set is yours as you make your gift this month. Once again, 844-322-2742 will accomplish that, or you can donate online at basicgospel.net or by the Basic Gospel app. Well, off hours, we had a wonderful call from Corey. Let's listen to it.
Hi, my name is Corey. Just heard a comment on your radio. You were talking about some Christians suffering from depression, and my wife and I teach a forgiveness and reconciliation class out here in the Palm Springs area. And we've discovered that a lot of Christians that suffer from depression, one of the symptoms, or one of the causes, rather, for depression is anger turned inward. And there's a nothing more difficult to deal with than justified anger. And to release that anger really requires us to go and ask God and ask that the Holy Spirit just come in and take that anger away from us. But there is a process that they go through. It's freeing. We've had participants in the class that were taking medication before, and after they worked through and asked the Lord to take away their anger and walking through the process of forgiving that person that's wounded them, it's been very successful. Again, a lot of times the cause for depression is anger turned inward. Thank you, and I hope you have a blessed evening.
Insightful
Bye.
Call.
Very insightful call, yes. And he's certainly on the ground working with people and seeing the reality of that. And I think almost any psychologist, any psychiatrist, anybody that is in this field, any counselor, would agree with Corey. I think one of the major contributors to depression is anger.
Yeah.
And a lot of times but underneath that anger is something else. Usually there's fear.
Yeah,
anger is a secondary response and fear. But we get mad when life doesn't treat us the way we think we should be treated. We have unrealistic expectations. We have misplaced dependencies. And so when people and places and things disappoint us, when life fails us, we get mad. And then we get fearful that we're never going to be happy in this life. And so those two things, fear and anger, just feed on themselves. And eventually, you can't just explode every time life throws you a curveball or puts a wrench into the system. And so you turn that inward. And that forces you down into a place called self-pity. And then that self-pity can turn to depression. So yes, anger is in almost every single case of depression. Of course, there may be physical things that are involved, so don't be sending me emails about all of this. We're talking about just the vast majority of people who experience some type of depression because of adverse circumstances in their life, and they weren't sure how to deal with them. And so the anger that situation brought into them, they've turned it inward, and that's what they're experiencing. So, Corey, you had a great call, and we appreciate that comment. And God bless you for what you're doing, what you and your wife are doing. And I think he's spot on in the sense that he's offering a course on forgiveness and reconciliation as a solution to this problem of depression. You know, guilt is in there. That's why we get angry. We get angry at ourselves for doing stupid stuff in the past. We get angry at the guilty feelings, the shame, the fear, all of those sort of things. But when we can step back and look at what Christ has done for us, the fact that he has forgiven all of our sins, it makes a world of difference. Now we have some truth to cling to. we have something that's real and something that is unshakable. And as we learn to take our stand on the finished work of Christ, we're going to see a lot of this depression start shifting away. And then, as our good friend Bob Bennett up in New York always says, we take it to the next level and realize that Christ is always with us. He's taken away our sins once and for all, and now he's come to live inside of us. And so we have him with us. And in that, we experience victory over depression. Richard, your thoughts?
Yeah, I love the little phrase that he used, which was justified anger. Because a lot of times people say, well, what are you so depressed about? It's, you know, it's just nothing. You know, okay, you had a flat tire. You know, get over it. Well, justified means that somebody really did do something bad to me, whether it was in the past or, you know, as a child or recently. And then when I'm angry with myself because I really have blown it, that's where we turn so far inward, because we say, I deserve to be angry. No, you're angry because something bad happened, but don't start talking about deserving it. That's what gets us so totally inwardly focused that we lose all sight of Jesus and what he has done.
Right.
But I'm glad he used that phrase, because I've talked to a lot of people who come to me and then they'll say, you know what happened? And it was an awful thing that happened. And you have to agree with them. It was an awful thing that happened. You can't gloss it over. But Jesus is still sufficient.
Right.
And that's the key. There's forgiveness and reconciliation available because of who he is and what he has done. It's awesome.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody, and the good news just keeps on coming. We're glad you're with us today. Open lines, 844-322-2742. We'd love for you to be a part of this edition, 844-322-2742. Guys, I had a question from Eileen, who wrote to us from Utah. She says, hello, Bobs. Love your program. It's really changed my life. I don't believe that, Richard, too, by the way. I don't believe that we can.
Now I'm angry.
Oh, now he's angry. That's right. Well, nothing like a slight,
no.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, she goes on to say, I don't believe that we can work for our salvation. However, the parable of the talents confuses me regarding working for rewards. Can you please clarify this for me? That's from Eileen in Utah.
Well, the whole point of that parable are underlying attitudes.
Yes.
So we see in the first two, the one that was given 10 and then 5, they operated out of faith. So they invested that and they came back with a reward, but it was faith that motivated them, that compelled them. The third one was fearful. And so in his fear, he hid, you know, he just buried his one talent. So he didn't live that out in a faith relationship. And so that's what was the thing that really prompted taking that away and giving it to somebody else. You didn't trust. You didn't walk by faith. And that's the whole key, isn't it, Richard?
Yes, it is. I wrestled with this parable a good portion of my life, because I thought, oh my goodness, you know, I've been given something, a brain, a musical talent or whatever, and if I don't improve it, if I don't come back to God at some point and say, here it is, at least twice as big as it was, then he's going to be angry. And you start going on this spiral again. And he finally had to grab me by the shoulders and shake me a little bit and say, Richard, that's not what it's about. It's about attitudes. It's about faith. Are you willing to risk whatever it is I've given you by handing it back to me and letting me do something with it? And when I finally got that through my head, all of that struggle went away. And it turns out what I was struggling with was identity, not talents. So talents aren't a thing about doing more for Jesus, you know, jump higher, run faster, you know, go farther. It's about giving everything to him and being willing to take the risk that he's actually doing what he said he would do.
Yeah, and we don't have to worry about the risk, because the one who loves us most is with us.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
And that's what enables us to move forward in faith. We don't have to shrink back, because we're not going this alone. So I think a lot of people will read that parable and say, here, you know, somebody came and gave them the talents and said, all right, you go do something with it, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to judge you based on how well you did. And we think God's like that. So he's saved us. So he's given us the salvation.
And then he walks then away.
He walks away, and at a point in time, he's going to come back and judge us how well we did. And so we just live every day fearful of that judgment that's coming. And that's where we have to rest in the fact that all of our sins have already been judged, and we've been made alive. We have new life in Jesus Christ. So that empowers us to move forward in faith. So the skills, and I love how you put that, Richard, the fact that we simply offer all of our skills and talents back to Christ and allow him to do something with those in and through us.
Yeah.
So I'm giving this to you, Lord. You've given it to me. I'm not going to go off and try to do my own thing. I want to give it back to you, and I want to see this union of us together, see what kind of life that you produce in and through me.
Yeah. Good news again from Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742. Give us a call, friends. Guys, let's talk a little bit about this excellent trip to Israel and Jordan coming up next May, as a matter of fact, May 25th through June 6th. It's going to be a fantastic trip, and Bob, I know you're excited about it. Richard, I know you're excited about it. Tell us a little bit about what those going on the tour will be experiencing.
Well, this is going to be a fantastic trip. We've added a few new things to this particular trip. We're going to go up to Caesarea Philippi. It's one of my favorite places. Yeah. It's just absolutely beautiful. And it's where Jesus asked the question of his disciples, who do you say that I am?
Right.
And the backdrop of that and what happened there, was paganism to the hilt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the very thing that had trapped humanity, sin and death, and we see a vivid picture of what sin and death was all about as far as idolatry is concerned, and how this confession of Jesus Christ is the very thing that frees us, releases us from that. And so what is right there at that place is the headwaters of the Jordan River, the very beginning of the Jordan River. So what we're going to do is take a kayaking trip down the Jordan, and we're going to experience what that release from sin and death is all about as we move forward on the current, the river of life in this confession that Jesus Christ is Lord. So that's one of the things that we're going to do. We're going to spend time at the Dead Sea, and that's just a fascinating place.
Really.
We're going to go into Jordan this particular trip. We've never been to Jordan before. We're going to see Petra. We're going to go up to Amman and cross back into Israel there, pretty much where Moses would have died on Mount Nebo. We're going to see Israel from that vantage point, and then we're going to come and spend time in Jerusalem and retrace the final steps of Jesus Christ. It is one of the most moving, overwhelming experiences any believer can have. And what's unique about our trip is the fact that we will be doing it, looking at all of these things through the lens of the new covenant. That really is the true interpreter of the Word of God. When we can look back through the lens of the New Covenant, we can look into the Word of God through the lens of the New Covenant, and look out today, present tense, through the lens of the New Covenant, all of these pieces merge together in the person and work of Jesus Christ in a way that just blows your mind. So come join us. We have a limited number of spots. Those are already filling up. So if you're interested, go to our website, click on the top of the website, the banner on Israel, look at all the things that we're going to do, the itineraries there, the cost is there, all of that is right there for you. Prayerfully consider being a part of it, and if you want to go, I would say go ahead and sign up, put a deposit. There's ways to make payments all the way through the next year to make this happen. It is going to be well worth the investment.
May 25th through June 6th of next year, 2019. What else can I say? Just go online, as Bob said, and click that banner at the top of the homepage, basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go and talk to our friend Bob Bennett from New York. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Bob, Rich, Bob. Bless you guys.
Well, you as well.
Amen. I just happened to put the program on when it came up on my notification that you're on live.
Your ears were burning. We mentioned you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was burning within, too. Yeah. It was like, wow. And yeah. That brother made such excellent points.
Yes, he did.
About the justified anger. And I've just been so overwhelmed with this victory over depression. Just want to encourage everyone who may be struggling with it. Those things are important, the forgiveness, the justified anger, the fear within. But the biggest thing is only experiencing a daily relationship with Jesus living in you, period.
Yeah.
And as you let his life flow through you, he works all those other details out.
He does. And I think, and you are just awesome with your unwavering laser-like focus on Christ in you as the hope of glory and his presence
Amen.
In us. That's the solution we see from beginning of the Word of God to the end. I mean, it was God's presence in the garden. It was God's presence with Moses,
Amen.
With the people. It's God's presence in us in the person of Jesus Christ. His presence changes everything. And it takes away that fear and that justified anger because we know we have an advocate in Jesus. We know we have somebody that is going to work from the inside out to bring peace that passes all understanding in every and each circumstance. So,
thank you, Lord. Amen. And like as you began the program with Colossians 2:13, you were dead in your trespasses and sins. That's what God had shown me about depression. He goes, Bob, I crucified that depression, and I buried it and all the consequences.
Yes.
It's dead in my eyes. I can't help you if you keep looking at dead things. A lot of Christians are struggling in that area.
Yes, they are.
And it just blown me away. I mean, one of the beautiful things I like to say, when I get up every day, it's the greatest day of my life. Not because of the day itself, but because of who lives in me.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
That is who the Father sees, and he's just passionately waiting to reveal the depths of that. I encourage anyone struggling with that. The depression you're struggling with is dead. He crucified it. Now as you develop that intimate relationship with him, he will work out the details.
Yeah.
And grow you deeper and deeper more than anything. Amen.
Well, amen, Bob.
Yeah.
And
I
just hope people will recognize that enthusiasm, that pure joy that's coming from Bob. He spent many years depressed. And this simple truth of our total forgiveness in Christ and the fact that Christ is alive in us has been his victory for many, many years. And he is helping people almost every single day. And he is a real testimony to the power of the life of Christ in a person. So, Bob, thank you for jumping on and
thank you.
Sharing this truth. We appreciate you. And
thank you, everyone, too. Yeah, love you
guys. God's great blessings to you as you continue to share this good news in your sphere of influence. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah.
Praise his name. Thank you, everyone. Love you guys. Take care.
Love you, too, man.
Thank you, Bob.
I love him. He is so enthusiastic.
Yeah.
And depression is an awful thing. And there are a lot of people that are experiencing it right now, but there is victory, there is hope in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And we pray that you will come to grips with the fact he's forgiven all of your sins and that he's made you alive together with Christ.
It's what we proclaim every day. And please remember, friends, that Basic Gospel is listener-supported. To help keep the good news coming, you can click donate at basicgospel.net or you can call 844-322-2742 or the Basic Gospel app. And with your gift this month, you're going to receive our new 5-message 2-CD series, It Is Finished. That's basicgospel.net or 844-322-2742. Now, that same number is available overnight if you have a question. 844-322-2742. We'd love to address your question here at Basic Gospel. Well, thanks for joining us today, everybody. Now, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and all the ministry team, Bob Davis with your invitation to join us again tomorrow at the same time, same station, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.